Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 263 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Today we will talk about the green culture. We have perhaps all at some time considered going vegetarian or even vegan, consuming less energy, using paper-based packaging, separating our rubbish more efficiently, and reducing our CO2 emissions by not using aeroplanes. However, do these behaviors and beliefs really constitute a new culture in its own right, with ideas and habits which we will learn, share, and transmit from generation to generation? Or are these changes just a small and temporary part of our existing culture, like a trend or a way of life that has become more popular since the 1970s? It is always a good idea to be green, or is it not? Could it have side effects? Could going green again divide society into different bubbles? Will there be clashes between these new ideas and our traditional culture? Let us find out in our show today. For this show, some of our guests attempted to take part in a green challenge, an experiment where candidates spent 4 days adopting a completely green lifestyle. They lived without eating meat, without using plastic, and they even banned film streaming from their daily routines. In our first category, Absolutely Challenging, Jan Lübke talks about the issues and challenges of going green in some more traditional cultures.
On the other hand, I know some international friends who tell me the total opposite. They say, oh, if they would start a vegetarian lifestyle, for example, they would get told off by their parents, like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I think this shows up how different the perspective.
In our second category, Absolutely Confronting, Rabi Jarrah from Jordan tells us how the green culture directly clashes with the habits, traditions, and religion of his primary socialization in Jordan.
Terms of eating. So for me, I think it's really challenging to stop eating meat in Jordan because meat is a very integral part of our tradition, of our culture, and especially in our religion. So for example, we have this traditional dish in Jordan. It's called mansaf, and like it's some yogurt and meat. So it's all animal products, and it's very sacred in our culture. So like if someone invites you for a
Finally, in our category Absolutely Controversial, we hear from six people who attempted a green challenge, a kind of social experiment, telling us about the difficulties they faced.
Same problem like him. Like I got a chicken a week before and I was planning to eat it the next day. And on that day, I received a mail like, you're there in the green challenge and would you like to participate? I was like, I wanted to participate, yet there is chicken in my fridge. I was like so confused.
So let the show begin. In our first category, Absolutely Challenging, Nadja interviewed Jan Lübke from Germany. She asked Jan whether following a green lifestyle is just about reducing waste or whether it can actually be considered as a separate culture. And if it is, what are the distinctive markers of this new culture?
Most people who live a green lifestyle, they have in common that they try to reduce waste, that they separate their waste, that also they try to drive less car, they try to improve their behavior when it's about transport, all in all, for example, riding more bicycle or more public transport. I think which is also very common is to eat less meat, to eat less animal products in general. A vegan lifestyle, for example, is also very typical for a green lifestyle. And yeah, if you just put all those aspects together, yeah, maybe it comes out that it's an own culture.
Do you think that a person
who is a vegan can make better friends with another person who is also a vegan, so that maybe it keeps their culture closer.
Yeah, I can totally imagine. I mean, if I just think about my own experience, every time I meet a vegan, he told me like in the first 5 minutes about his lifestyle. So for me, it's just a bit irritating, but I can imagine that for other vegans, it just is amazing when they meet another person who has the same mindset as they have.
And how do you feel about yourself? Do you think that you belong to this particular culture?
I wouldn't say so, actually, because I think it takes a lot to be a part of the green lifestyle. I mean, look at me. I drive a car. I go to a normal supermarket, also buying some plastic. I like to improve myself about that topic. Well, for example, since a half year, every day I ride to campus by e-scooter, but I'm not perfect, not at all. So yes, I took flights. I went to places by car. And do I regret it? No, I don't regret it. But the thing is, I totally support if there's improvement about that mobility. I totally support, for example, if there is a possibility to go by train to places. If there's a possibility, for example, if you want to go to Paris, for example, there's a perfect train line from Cologne to Paris. I would prefer that. And I think that is much easier in Germany. If you really want to live and follow the lifestyle, you have all possibilities to do that. Here you can buy organic food everywhere. You can go to a supermarket, you can go to a discounter, you can go to a shop just around the corner. You can separate your waste and it will also be collected like that. I even know some families who don't eat meat at all. So that would mean that the parents tell their kids that they should not eat meat because they don't need to or it's not good. On the other hand, I know some international friends who tell me the total opposite. They say, oh, if they would start a vegetarian lifestyle, for example, they would get told off by the parents like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I think this shows up how different the perspective on a green lifestyle, including the green diet, is if you look on the entire world.
I think Jan is right. In Germany, over the last 50 years, it has become much easier to conform to the green culture. When my wife turned vegetarian as a teenager in the 1970s, it was rather difficult for her to get decent food. Whereas nowadays, we have the choice of several good restaurants in Cologne, and some of them are even fully vegan. I would go as far as saying that in some intellectual circles, green ideas have almost become dominant. It even looks as if in the upcoming elections in Germany, the Green Party might for the first time win the majority of the votes. So let us look at some other parts of the world. We are determined to hear what our exchange students think about this topic. Our chief editor, Georgie, interviewed Rabi Jarrah from Jordan, who has been living in Germany for 3 months and has noticed so many differences between the German and the Jordanian cultures in the way they perceive green ideas and activities. Our second category, absolutely controversial.
Okay, so I have been here in Germany for already, like, let's say 3 months for now. And for me, you can spot the differences, like, literally in everywhere you look. Living in a green culture, you become yourself more green aware. Like, this culture influences you in a good way. Starting from supermarkets and how they treat the plastic bag things and how they use paper bags. And let's say also the public transport and how most of the time people walk, drive bicycles, how people separate their garbages and trashes, and like all of those things they are missing in Jordan. Like, can't find any of them in Jordan. It's very normal to have plastic bags for free. Like, for example, here in Germany you have to pay for them, but in Jordan you can just grab plastic bags and leave. So this result in people in Jordan use much plastic bags, and it's part of the, let's say, the culture of the people. Like, we don't think that it's possible to go grocery shopping without going home with a ton of plastic bag.
So you mentioned the better transportation here in Germany. Does it mean that Germany gives you more possibilities to turn to green culture rather than Jordan? What is the situation from the transportation side in Jordan?
Like generally, you can say it's totally different. For example, here in Germany, they have lanes for bicycle and good lanes for people who want to walk. But that's not the case in Jordan. So it's challenging if you want to not use your car to walk. And it's even more challenging, for example, to go further distances, like far distances without using car, because here in Germany, they have a very good train system. While in Jordan, we don't have, we don't even have a train, you know. All we have is buses, and for me, I think buses in Jordan are not that good and they are not well maintained. So it's really challenging to travel in Jordan without using your own car.
Do you own a car?
Yes, absolutely. Like most Jordanians do. You can't live easily without a car in Jordan. It will be really challenging for you. Like I own a Jeep car, and in Jordan there is that culture of going off-road and going fun with your car. So most of the time I use my car also with my friends to have some fun, go to some off-road track, do some stuff and going back.
And green culture doesn't only contain to switch to public transport, but also to cut your meat and say no to your loved meals, for example. How is this situation in Jordan? Is it easy to adapt greener ways in terms of eating?
So for me, I think it's really challenging to stop eating meat in Jordan, because meat is a very integral part of our tradition, of our culture, and especially in our religion. So for example, we have this traditional dish in Jordan, it's called mansaf, and it's some yogurt and meat, so it's all animal products, and it's very sacred in our culture. So if someone invites you for a mansaf and then you say no, sorry, I don't eat meat, it will be considered a very big disrespect for this person and for the culture in general. So for me, it's really challenging to fully transform into this green culture and green lifestyle, because it has some elements that are against my religion and my culture. So fully transforming into, let's say, a green lifestyle will mean for me at least to give up some of my own beliefs and culture and tradition.
Rabi has a good point here. He clearly explains how adopting this new culture will produce inevitable clashes with more traditional cultures, religions, and beliefs. So in our first interview, Jan told us that the green culture may connect people. For example, that when two vegans meet, it does not take them long to find out their common interests and beliefs, and they feel a strong bond, like two members of a rare religion who meet each other by coincidence. Now, in the second interview, Rabi explained that the almost religious or ideological aspects of green culture, which we usually learn and share as adults, may also separate people. They cause terrible culture clashes with more traditional ideas and habits, which we learned and shared during our primary socialization, and which are still dominant in the older generations. Finally, in our last category, absolutely controversial, we sat down with 6 participants of our own Green Challenge, which we organized over 4 days in order to put us in the mood for this show. We asked each participant to adapt to a green culture for a limited time, and after 4 days to tell us what they found most challenging.
So I joined this challenge very spontaneously. So just one day before, I coincidentally did all my week grocery shopping. So, and when I started to do that challenge, I noticed, I think I have a lot of plastic packed groceries in my fridge and in my shelf. So when I finally opened the fridge, I noticed, I not have a very lot of it. I have insanely a lot of plastic packed groceries, and I noticed that I really have to be more aware of it when I go shopping the next time.
I agree with Jan. I had exactly the same problem like him. I got a chicken a week before and I was planning to eat it the next day. And on that day, I received a mail you're there in the Green Challenge and would you like to participate? I was I wanted to participate, yet there is chicken in my fridge. I was so confused, and then later, I will participate in the challenge. By the end of the challenge, I will definitely eat meat because I love meat.
I think I have done a really good job this weekend because I go out hiking with my dog, enjoy the nice weather, enjoy the sun. But I have cheated a little bit on Saturday because there was a Grand Prix in Formula One at Monaco, and I watch this every year.
I also had a problem with the energy consumption because I usually sleep with the light on. And these days I had to turn it off, so I bought some candles and used them instead of the energy.
It was the most difficult part to avoid the meat. First day I ate salad and some chips, but the second day I realized that the only thing I have to cook in my home is meat, so I cooked meat. And when I decided the third day to avoid meat, we went with my friends to Leverkusen and Cologne, and we were walking like for 7 hours, so I was starving and I ate doner.
The most difficult part for me was not using my car because I live in a small village. We don't have good bus connections, we don't have a train station, so I'm really used to driving with my car, and I also had to go to work, which is like a 10-minute drive from my home, so I was kind of forced to go with my car. Actually, I felt a little bad afterwards, but I just couldn't avoid it. I needed to get there at 6 a.m., so there was no bus getting me there, so I just used my car.
Poor Jan and Jensi. They already started with a bad conscience when they looked at their own fridge. We can clearly say that adopting a green culture is not an easy task. We have to give up our favorite foodstuffs, are not allowed to stream our favorite sports shows, but instead we are supposed to do the sports ourselves. Well, it seems like we need to leave our comfort zones and even our culture to be able to say, I've gone completely green. But hang on, perhaps the whole point is that in our world it is impossible to achieve a perfectly green lifestyle, and what actually connects us to other people in this race or battle is simply that we run around with a joint bad conscience about not being as green as we would like to be. Well, I must admit that almost all my personal friends seem to fall into this category and run around with this bad conscience. What about your thoughts about this? Where are you on the green scale? And are you trying to be a better green person? Let us know your comments. Well, this is the end of the show. We are so glad that you have not gone completely green and that you are still streaming our podcast. If you're prepared to use even more electricity, go to our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com. You can get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, since 2006, we have gone completely plastic-free on this show, and the delivery is completely online. You do not have to carry it around in a plastic bag. I hope you know that we are on iTunes and on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. This extra electricity would be very much appreciated. Our next show will be coming to you on the 2nd of July. Until then, try out your own green challenge and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.